GS Program Chief Engineer. Verify no constraints to launch.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
Welcome to space. So we now have fast forwarded about, what has it been, 9-10 weeks? So we're back again. It's the end of summer. Peter, Amber, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Josh.
Yeah, so let me just kind of open it up to both of you. Like, give me, like, your general impression of the internship. So thinking back 10 weeks ago to today, like, how has it lined up with your expectations? How do you feel about it? Just anything and everything.
So for me, I think that it really exceeded my expectations. A lot of times with internships for undergraduate students, you don't get a lot of opportunity to do hands-on or meaningful or real-life projects. And I got the opportunity to do that the entire summer, and it was amazing.
So working on actual, like, NASA development projects?
Yes.
As a graduate, undergraduate student?
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
It's not really all that common, so...
Outside of us. Here it is. Very common, which is nice. So, Peter, give me your take. How's the summer been?
Yeah, I would kind of just piggyback on that. Yeah, it was really cool to be able to meet a lot of, I think that was my favorite part, was like meeting a lot of the full-time, you know, scientists, engineers, and technicians. That was really cool. And, for me, that was my favorite part. And I kind of expected it to be a lot of fun, but I didn't really know how real it would be. Yeah, it was... It definitely exceeded my expectations, yeah.
So what's that like, getting to meet the people who this is their day job? Like, how's that experience? Like, are they appreciative? Are they engaging? Like, how would you kind of rate the people around you in this world?
In my experience, I say that they're all very engaging. I think where I work in SwampWorks, it's really fast paced, and everybody's moving and working, and, you know, there's always something to do. And I really appreciate that. And they're always willing to bring the interns in to help, even if it's something small, like, help us move this so we can move something else in its place. All the way down to, you know, can you help me, you know, brainstorm? Can you help me design, throw some things into CAD, you know? I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think that it might come from them maybe being in our shoes at one point, so they can kind of see, like, hey, how we're feeling, you know? We might not know what to do sometimes, but... Yeah, they were always kind of willing to help and just hear us out, which I was a little thrown off by, but very, like, very appreciative of. Yeah.
Good.
That was awesome.
Peter, the most important question. You talked about, when we were here last time, about being an Eagle Scout. Did that pay off this summer? Like, were you prepared? Were you ready?
I felt fairly prepared. Definitely at times I was not prepared. I had got thrown into a position where I had to write a little bit of software, and I hadn't really done a whole lot of that. But I got to work with a software engineer, which was actually really cool, and I was not really prepared for that. But yeah, definitely the Boy Scouts. that experience definitely helped out here. Yeah.
So you actually kind of got tossed into an interdisciplinary role where you were doing multiple things.
I got to work with some mechanical hardware, some electrical hardware, and some software all at the same time, which is, it was in SwampWorks too, where Amber was, and it's a little fast paced, but that's kind of, I think, the way it should be. We should kind of be kept busy and, you know, on our toes all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I hope people are hearing that when we say busy, we don't mean things like getting coffee or running errands. It's like writing software and doing CAD. So it's we pride ourselves on on getting everything we can from you while you're here.
Yeah.
I feel very utilized.
Yeah.
There you go. And Amber, I know you talked about thinking that your experience working on some robotic systems would come in handy this summer. Were you able to put those skills and that experience to practice?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the work that I did in school with the project team that I worked on is all very similar to a lot of the work that I did here at SwampWorks, especially because they're both for robotic rovers, which is really cool. And a lot of the CAD that I learned came in really, really handy.
So kind of sum up for me, for both of you, what did you accomplish this summer? Like, do you have something that you finished, or you can look back and say, like, I did that, like, that happened because of me being here?
So for me, we were working on this CO2 freezer project to try to freeze carbon dioxide out of Martian atmosphere, and the plan was to have the system kind of already built and then just test it, but you know, things kind of are a little slow here sometimes, which can happen. And it wasn't actually finished built. So we were kind of working on getting it all put together And then, yeah, we did run a couple tests, and yeah, the interns produced an abstract, and that was kind of our deliverable. But yeah, we were doing little hands-on things here and there, so that was kind of what we brought to the table. I feel like most of the interns pretty much did that kind of thing, I think. Yeah.
So the project that I did was to create hardware for a reduced gravity flight, and we did it, and the timetable for that was very, very stringent. Honestly, it was so gratifying once we finished it, and we got it done on time, and it worked and everything. And the flight for that was supposed to take place about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it got pushed back to November. But I finished it on time.
cool. Hey, listen, that's really all you can do, right? You got to do your piece and make sure it's done well and done on time. So tell me about your perspective on this internship and kind of the real world experience versus school. Like, does it change the way that you view school? Does it change kind of your focus going back to school? What's that like?
I think that going back to school, since this is my last year and I'm going to start applying, you know, for full-time jobs, it's helped me a lot with my focus on what I want out of, you know, the next year, the next 2 years of my life, and where I want to be once I do step into a real career position. I think before this internship, a lot of what I did in school was obviously focused on coursework, whereas this was more of a hands-on real-world experience. So I now have like the comparison, which is something I didn't have before. And school felt very definite. It felt like this is something I'm going to be doing forever, mainly because I have been doing it for all of my life.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's that comparison like? You've said that like you kind of have those to compare now. So how do you view each? Like, and how do they work together?
I think that a lot of what I've learned in school has helped me pick up tools to apply to, you know, a full-time position. And it's actually a lot easier than I initially thought.
Mm.
So being able to apply what I've learned in school here was fairly easy, but the other way around, it always seems really hard, mainly because before I didn't have that, I didn't have that to compare to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So let me pry a little bit. You kind of said you now have a picture for the next couple years for you. So what does the next couple years hold for you? What's the plan?
So my personal plan for the next couple of years, if I can, I'd like to work at NASA. But
okay. All right.
If I can't work at NASA, or, you know, if it's just kind of the process is really long and it's kind of tedious. If not, I see myself in a full-time position, possibly for an aerospace company, if not for a marine company. And cool. I'd like to be working on my master's.
Great. And I'm so NASA, we're mm-hmm. more than just the Kennedy Space Center. We have 10 centers across the country. So have you looked at where do your personal goals and your personal interests line up across the NASA centers? Because obviously there's a lot of work going on other than just Swamp Works.
Yeah. It's funny you ask that. A lot of visitors from Johnson actually came and they visited our lab, and they have lots of projects that they'd like to do in collaboration with Swamp Works. So say if I weren't able to land a Swamp Works, I think Johnson would be a good place. They do lots of work with ISRU as well, and JPL.
Cool. Yeah. Good spots for sure. Yeah, there's no wrong answer there. So just was curious your thoughts.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I can go back to the whole school
yeah,
thing.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I think when you're in school, you kind of have like a lot of things going on at once. And I think when we're here, we kind of get to be able to focus on, you know, maybe just one or two or three different things. So I think having the experience of being kind of like really stressed out over like a lot of different things, going through that experience and getting through that, then going to, you know, maybe one or two projects where you can kind of focus all your time on that. I think that's kind of how school has paid off for me. And I think some of the interns might agree with me there too.
I do, for
sure. Yeah, yeah. What was the next thing?
Kind of thinking about the future, Peter, was kind of the next question. Thinking about you, like how does this experience kind of, how does that orient your mind as far as things you're thinking about, things you're looking at? Because working on Martian vehicles is not for everybody. Like, we definitely know that. So certainly, like, there's no requirement to do that with your career, but just curious, like, what are you thinking about now?
Yeah, I think it's really cool how NASA works. Like, there's a lot of pieces to, like, a big puzzle, like you were saying, over across different, like, 10 different NASA centers. They're all working on different things, whether it's biology, engineering, or science, whatever. But I really like what's going on here at Kennedy with the ISRU trying to make and develop technologies to create resources at the Moon or Mars without having to bring it from Earth. So I think that's really what I'm kind of interested in, and that's kind of what's going on here at Kennedy, and a little bit at Johnson, and a little bit at Ames in California,
and a little bit at Glenn, like that's happening.
Yeah, and I guess
everywhere.
It is kind of a little bit everywhere, but that's kind of the main focus here is what I've kind of been seeing. And yeah, I would like to come back here if possible. That would be kind of my dream, and I'm gonna keep applying for, you know, the NIFs and the pathways. Yeah, so that's kind of what I'll be up to, but I would like to go back home for a little bit, back to North Dakota.
Yeah, for those that may not know, NIFS is a term, NASA Intern Fellowship and Scholarship. That's kind of our blanket internship opportunities. You can find those online. And then the Pathways program is actually formerly called a co-op. It's kind of a long-term internship. You can find that more about that on usajobs.gov. But getting back to our topic at hand, you both kind of alluded to the idea that school feels harder than the internship. Is that a fair assessment of what you both said?
Absolutely.
I think so, yeah. I feel like in school, you don't really have a lot of time to prepare for problems that are a little bit challenging and kind of get thrown. And I mean, it's kind of the same thing here too, but you get a little more time ahead of time. You know, you're applying, you're thinking about the project for a while, and you're getting a little more prepared. So yeah, I definitely think that's the case.
For me, it feels like school kind of pulls you in lots of different directions, and it's a lot more demanding, and to me it just seems a bit more tedious. Maybe that's a better word. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more tedious, whereas in a real world setting, everything's a bit more fluid, you know. Mm-hmm. You work, you do your job, you complete your projects. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes they get moved. Sometimes they get canceled. That's
sure. That's really honest. Yeah.
You know, that's like the theme here. But it's a lot less tedious than real school, regular school. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, and I think you're both kind of, hopefully people hear in your voice that it's a little bit hard to articulate, which I think makes sense.
Right.
It's a very different thing to be in school versus here, and obviously, nobody here is going to claim that everything we do is easy.
Yeah.
But when you kind of, like you've said, you kind of break it down into your project, your piece of the puzzle, yeah, and you get to focus on that, which is really, really great. Mm-hmm. So I want to kind of open it up to you and ask you about, like, memorable experiences. Because obviously, like, we talk about, like, the day-to-day work, about things that you've done. But as you leave this place, what are the things that will stick out that you'll tell friends about, that you'll remember for a long time? What are those moments like?
Three, actually.
Okay, let's go quick.
Okay, really good. I got to drive the robot, which was the coolest thing ever.
Which robot? Because there's a bunch of robots.
Razor. Large robot.
That's right. So if you're interested, look that up. RASSOR. It's a pretty cool robot. It will be a lunar excavator someday.
We're hoping. I got to drive the robot. I got to see two launches, which were amazing, and I finished my project on time.
So, and this will be a question for both of you, because you both got to see some launches. How can you describe, like, the difference in watching a launch on TV versus being here in person? Like, can you put words to that?
No.
It's more sensory. Like, it's just so much better. It's louder. It's cooler. You can see it all the way through.
It's bright.
It's so bright.
It's, yeah, if you catch a night launch, they're especially bright.
We got to see
bright,
a night launch and a morning launch, or a daytime launch, and awesome. they're so cool.
Yeah, the Falcon Heavy that was at night, mm-hmm, that when it lit up, it kind of turned the sky like into
day. It looked like
day.
A mini sun.
Yeah, it was
It was really, really crazy.
Yeah, it was so cool. And then the landings.
The lanes are very loud.
Yeah, the ones after they land, it takes, I don't know, couple minutes, and then the sonic boom, then that's really loud.
Yeah, I think my favorite part is kind of watching it curve as it gets to optimal height, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, the world is round.
That's
right?
Right. You can't just fly straight up. You have to start arcing over at some point.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, and congrats on getting your project done on time, Amber. That's fantastic. Ooh, yeah. So glad to hear that. All right. So, Peter, how about you? Things that are memorable that stand out.
One of my favorite moments was, it was just yesterday. We were in the cryogenics test lab where we did a lot of work. And yeah, we were kind of playing with liquid nitrogen a little bit.
We made we say the term playing very like safely for the record. Yes. Everything is very safe.
Everything was under control. And we made some ice cream, kind of like Dippin' Dots. We were kind of freezing some things and kind of breaking them a little. And that was a lot of fun. It was just, I really liked getting together with all the interns whenever we kind of get together for whether it'd be pictures or just doing kind of, there was a couple team bonding things. I really like getting together like that, kind of like in a class or, you know, a team. Yeah, I love that. So those are a couple of mine.
So last question for you. Does that kind of add to the experience? Just kind of like that, almost like a camaraderie among interns that you know that you all are here kind of doing the same thing at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. I just celebrated a birthday and...
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And so many interns came all the way to Orlando to celebrate with me because that's where I was. And some of them even drove back the same night. Some of them, you know, we all got hotel rooms. I haven't known them very long, and they were all willing to come and help me have a great time.
That's
and
great.
I really appreciate that. There's lots of camaraderie amongst me and all the interns.
Yeah. That's my favorite part, kind of feeling like you're part of something. We're all here kind of for the same goal, you know, or working to try to get to space, and you know, we have our own little roles here and there, and they're all different, you know, but yeah, that's the best part.
Awesome. Well, Amber, Peter, best of luck to you both. Thank you for being here, and look forward to seeing you again out there being successful someday, hopefully as a coworker here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Thank you
very much.
I'm Joshua Santora, and that's our show. Thanks for stopping by the Rocket Ranch, and special thanks to our guests, NASA interns Amber George and Peter Henson. To find out more about NASA internships, visit intern.nasa.gov. To learn more about everything going on at the Kennedy Space Center, go to nasa.gov/Kennedy. Check out NASA's other podcasts to learn more about what's happening at all of our centers at nasa.gov/podcasts. A special shout out to our producer, John Sackman, our soundman, Lauren Maitrey, and our editor, Michelle Stone. And special thanks to Priscilla, Gwen, and Kathleen for setting things up for us. And remember, on the Rocket Ranch, even the sky isn't the limit.